I'm Dr. George Flynn, and welcome to InDepth TV, where today we're going to talk about something that will help you be more effective. That's what I'm talking about, is being effective in helping the world be a better place. Not just talking about things, not just having, you know, nice ideas. This will actually help you be very effective, and that's what I'm all about, being effective in making the world a better place. And I know you partner with me and we can get this done. What if I told you, and this, let me preface this, this comes from my studying Miriam Sidibe, and she is a researcher and she's done some research on this topic, and you can find her on YouTube, but she's got some TED Talks. This, to me, just stopped me in my tracks when I saw it. And I want to share it with you. I'll give you the condensed version of it. And Miriam Sidibe, S-I-D-I-B-E, if you want to find more about this topic. But what if there's a plane, an airplane, carrying 250 children, and you have 60 planes a day, 60 of them, each carrying 250 children, that crash every day. Now let that take effect. One plane carries 250 children. 60 of those planes per day crash. You would say, we've got a huge emergency. Well, we do. And 6.6 million children die before the age of 5 years. Now, I'm talking globally, not talking about in the United States or Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, or Florida, or wherever, Minnesota, wherever you're here and watching this show. But this is globally. Now, what in the world is going on? And why do I say you can be effective? Well, stay tuned and you're going to find out. Most of these deaths are in infants and young children, from things like diarrhea, things like pneumonia, and we can just imagine the diseases people can get, especially young kids that can't tolerate that fluid loss with diarrhea and the respiratory infection with pneumonia. They don't have the immune system developed yet. They don't have the proper body composition. In other words, you're not large enough to be able to withstand a severe fluid loss. Now, this is 6.6 million kids die in a year. And these are under age 5. So what do we have? What can you say? What can I donate to? Making a new medicine, how can we prevent it with a new surgery? How can we prevent it with a new treatment, a treatment plan? What can we come up with? Can we do some research into new antibiotics or new? No, none of this. It's a very simple solution, according to her. And I happen to believe in it. This was Miriam Sidibe. I happen to believe what she's saying. No, the best solution, public health, is very simple. And it's something that you can help with. And you can absolutely help with. It's a bar of soap. A bar of soap, just washing hands, can decrease diarrhea in kids and in adults by at least 50%. It can decrease pneumonia by about a third. And it can decrease other diseases like the flu. It can decrease diseases like Ebola and cholera. Now, those are other in other countries, but they can come to the United States. And what I'm saying is a bar of soap. It's public health. You know, I'm in radiology. I'm in medicine. But I see this as a public health. Once I saw this and imagined the number of children passing away for something that's senseless. We don't need to have this. It's one of the most cost-effective things that we can do. It is so cost-effective that it can stop these, you know, when they pass away, it's over. But it can stop so many diseases. The equivalent of jumbo jets crashing every day. All right, you say, soap. What even am I talking about? You don't want to use soap. I understand. You say, I see soap. I realize somebody else has used it before me. I don't want to get their, quotes, germs. They came up with, and this is one type, they came up with a liquid soap where you push it out of the dispenser and you don't even have to touch the bar of soap. That's in a public place. They've come up with all kind of disinfectants for you. You know, the clear stuff, it's got ethyl alcohol in it. And you put it on your hands and you rub it in and it kills germs. So you've got soap, you've got alcohol type gel that you can put on, and these are very extremely effective. Now, what has this got to do with you? Do you realize that you go around shaking people's hands? And now, remember, I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about globally. I'm not necessarily talking about in the United States. I'm talking about globally. 80%, 4 out of 5 people, 80% of people do not wash their hands after using the toilet or going to the restroom. 80%. They don't. And you shake their hands. And the germs, the microbes are passed along from touch, handshaking. So what is an answer? Why don't people wash their hands? In other countries, why don't they wash their hands? What is it about soap that people get so turned off about? Well, you can say, well, I'm in a hurry. You know, I won't do anything. I'm just in a hurry. I've got to go. I've got to catch, a program. Or I've got to catch an airplane. Or I've got to do something. You've been there. You've been in a hurry. What do? You put your hands up under, and people used to say, well, I don't want to touch the handles on the faucets. Well, now they have the faucets that have the little infrared detector or some kind of motion detector, and you put your hand under the faucet, and all of a sudden the water turns on. And people say, well, I don't want to touch the towel dispenser. They've got the little device. You put your hand, wave your hand in front of the towel dispenser, towel comes out. So all of the things that you would think that you don't want to touch, you don't want to do this. You've got the soap in a dispenser where you don't have to touch the soap, or you can sometimes put your hand under the dispenser and it just dispenses some soap out. You've got the automatic water valve that turns on the water in the sink. You've got the automatic towel dispenser. And so there is no excuse to not wash your hands. Why don't people wash their hands? You know, in other countries, soap is a rarity. It's a real valued commodity. In some places, people wash their hands maybe once a day. They wash their hands in the house, but not outside. And remember, we can stop this. We can start a new generation of people that wash their hands just by training people within our household to wash their hands. Wash your hands before a meal. Wash your hands after using the restroom. Wash your hands whenever you think they've gotten dirty. Use the germicidal gel. Just wash your hands. Hand washing. We see signs all over the hospitals, all over medical offices. You know, wash your hands. Or use the gel. And we see signs in restrooms. But it only says employees must wash hands before returning to work. How about everybody should wash hands before leaving the restroom? We need to teach people that this is a good habit. And we need to start this new habit, and we can transform healthcare. Now, we talk about laws and rules to transform healthcare. This is one of the basic things that you can do. You can be extremely effective in taking care of people all around you, within your household. You know, if someone gets a cold in your household, wash your hands more often. Make sure that it doesn't go through the entire household. That may, but you've got a chance that it won't if you used hand washing techniques. There are companies, there are soap companies out there that are driving for profit. They want to sell more soap. And so they're getting the message out. Let's wash our hands. It's been proven scientifically. And this is one case where the drive for profit actually helps healthcare. You know, soap companies and advertising, they're excellent at getting messages out. And they have helped quite a bit getting the message out. The world's most important public health intervention is hand washing. People have been using film, print, social media. It's all needed to promote hand washing, and that's what I want you to do. Promote it. Where soap sales increase, child mortality decreases. It's proven. We've seen it study after study. So what else can you do other than promote hand washing? Well, you can buy an extra bar of soap or two. And when anyone has a baby and you want to give them something for a baby shower, give them either this gel that is germicidal, or some soap, liquid soap, or just a bar of soap. Give it to new mothers, because that's where the child is most vulnerable when they're first born. Let's protect our future as much as we can. Simple? You say, yeah, it's simple. It's so simple, people forget to do it. It's so easy, people say, well, I want something hard. I want something difficult to do. No. You want something easy. It's easy to remember, easy to do, and you can do it. And you can teach other people to do it. And you can even give them the soap to use. So that's the lesson for today. Hand washing, the world's most important public health intervention. It works. Now all we've got to do is work it. I'm George Flynn. I really want to thank you for watching. Let's be more effective. Let's go out there and let's make this world a better place, because we've been here. Thank you for watching. See you next time.